The funding for the project comes from a statewide general obligation bond issued in 2012. Sitka's share is $7.5 million, about $6.25 million of which will be available to spend on actual construction once design and administrative fees have been taken out. The current plan is to build a sheet pile bulkhead about 300 feet long and include sufficient power and water to accommodate just about any foreseeable use, says Gary White, the executive director at Sawmill Cove.
Having it basically get as much dock as we can that's going to fit the most uses, but also be set up for future development so we don't go, oh, shoot, we should have a conduit here because we needed to put this in, have all that stuff done ahead of time, where we can then use this base infrastructure to build off to it if we do need to.
The aerial plan of the site includes a diagram of a large ocean-going freighter moored against pilings connected to the dock by a catwalk. White noted that adding deep water capabilities to the dock were not a part of this initial project. The possibility of docking cruise ships at Sawmill Cove has been the subject of ongoing controversy and even an Alaska Supreme Court case, but it was not a topic of this meeting. One member of the public, however, Marianne Peterson, urged the board to be thoughtful in the development of Sitka's waterfront.
I see our tide lines going away, being bought up. And I'm thinking way down the road, how much land will Sitka, our city, actually own? And that's a resource for us. And we have a lot of bills coming due for things that need to be done for our infrastructure. And if we sell off every last thing we have, are we shooting ourselves in the foot?
Board member Charles Horan made it clear that although other properties in the park were for sale, this dock was not.
That's why we have that attitude towards waterfront. Those tidelands, we don't want to truncate our access to make sure public has access over a long period of time for a variety of users. We don't want someone to buy that access and then shut their doors and we're keen to that.
The meeting was also part visioning session. The Sawmill Cove Board's regular meetings aren't typically well attended by the public, so White and his board were eager to hear ideas, especially from the fishing industry, about future development compatible with the dock. He asked for input about a potential work float and the location and size of a possible travel lift to haul out the largest seiners and tenders working in the region. The city has retained the firm of Moffitt and Nickel to do the engineering and design for the dock. Project manager Sean McFarlane outlined the scope and timetable for the work. He said a preliminary design will be ready for public review by mid-August, with additional planning complete in October and November. Construction of the Sawmill Cove multipurpose dock will begin in June of 2015. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.